defense. I spent the day with the offense. Thought it was good work, and when I watch the tape, I'll have a much better idea. But I thought the energy was good. I think we felt the heat a little bit as a team. This was really the first day that we've really worked super hard in pads. So I think we did feel the heat, and we wilted a little bit.
You all have been talking about cutting out the fights, but we still had a couple today, and looked like Joe Holly got expelled from practice.
Yes, you know, the guys knew the rules of engagement, and they were violated, and when they were violated, there's going to be a consequence. And the consequence was is that there were some other guys that had to now step up and take some extra reps, okay, and we lost a good player. In the game, if that were to happen, you know, we're going to lose a player, and we need to learn we can't be fighting.
Is that a fine involved with that also? Or
guys, I don't talk about – I'm not going to talk about fines. You know, those are going to be – private matters. I do believe that there is league action that could be taken if you're ejected from a football game by the NFL.
How did the lines, the offensive line, were you able to watch them at all, and what was your impression of them? It looked pretty solid.
Yeah, I thought they did a nice job in certain aspects of the practice. Again, we ended up a little light at the end of practice because we had an injury to one of our offensive linemen that had to leave the field, and then we had a player that was ejected. So, you know, it put a lot of stress on some other guys.
How do you expect to see some of the scuffles that happen when two teams had, you know, hadn't squared up against each other and found another jersey? You kind of expect that to happen?
Well, you talk about it beforehand, and I think everybody understands the rules of engagement on both teams. We don't want to have those things. We want to get work done. We want it to be a practice. We're not tackling. We're not taking people to the ground. And I think 99% of the time today, it was done the way it was supposed to be done.
Every training camp takes on its own identity over the years. Everyone is almost like a fingerprint. Has its own recognizable aspects. Does this camp begin to take a certain will for you, a certain look that it's more physical than one since you've been the pattern?
I think that physicality is an emphasis point that we've been talking about, not only at the beginning of the training camp, but at the end of the season. That was the first thing that we evaluated, that we need to be a more physical football team. And you can't just say you're going to be a more physical football team. You've got to go out and do it and prove it every day. So do I believe we're doing it? I do. And, again, there's a fine line between overwork and underwork. You want them to be just right, and you want them to be as healthy as possible. But at the same time, when one of your main goals or your main goal is to make sure that you're a more physical football team, you're on a fine line every day. You hold your breath as a coach.
Coach, what things can you pick up now that the team is practicing against another team?
I think we'll be able to pick up lots of things in terms of their competitiveness. You know, there's always a pecking order that takes place on a football team. And you get an opportunity to work against other teams, you're going to get to really see the true competitiveness in a man. And I think it's important for us to continue to not only evaluate when we're working against ourselves, but more importantly, and I put more weight on the evaluation when we work against other players and other teams. Again, I only saw one side of the football. I thought that there were some good things in terms of protection. There's some things that we're going to have to clean up. Again, we're still in the installation mode, even though we have our first preseason game coming up on Friday. There'll be no game planning. We're still installing. We won't have our entire offensive and defensive package installed. So we're in training camp mode until really after we finish the second preseason game.